Yim Shnayis Mikvois. Again, we'll go over again the last mission of Paragimel, Mishnah Dalet. Again, Mikli Yechod Mishnaimu Mishleisha Mitzdorfim. This is according to Chachom Shita that if you pour Mayim Shuvim from two or three Kalim into a mikvah that has less than Aboy and so the mikvah still becomes possible. Only Aboy Mitzdorfim, but if you're pouring it from four different Kalim, so each Kli has less than a lug of Mayim Shuvim, it's not Mitzdorf. Now, Balkeri Hachoylo, Balkeri that was sick, and he saw Keri, he saw Zerah came out of him. So there the Lochrid is a Kula that if Tisha Kabin fall over him of Mayim, he's Torah to go to learn Torah to Davin. So Shinof Lol of Tisha Kabin Mayim, or else the Torah, a person that was Torah already, Shinof La Rosh Aruba Shloshu Lugamayim Shuvim. There is the opposite way, that a person becomes Tomei if Gimel Lugamayim Shuvim fall on top of him. Seed alochas are that nikliyechod mishtan mishloshim starfim. If the tisha kabim water you pour over the man is from two or three kalim, it's also okay. The same thing if the gimel lugamayim shuvim fall on top of the person from three kalim, he's also tummy. But neyarbo, if it comes from four different kalim, then we said the locher is ein mitzdorfim. Now b'med dvar mamurim, when was this said? That it's mitzdar from two or three kalim. B'med dvar mamurim b'sman shlo niskav in the rabbis. If you do not have intentions when you're pouring this gimel lugim of mayim shuvim into the mikveh to make the mikveh bigger, then we say it's only from two or three kelim and not from four. Avon niskavim l'rabbis, but if the kavon is to pour this mayim shuvim into the mikveh to make the mikveh more, then afilu kartiv v'chol hashona. Even if mamash a little drop you're pouring into the mikveh, a sheer muet, that even though it takes a whole year until you get gimel lugim in there, still mitzdorfin l'shloish lugim. If at the end it comes out that you have now gimel lugim mayim shuvim in this mikveh before you have aboyim sur, then the mikveh is possible. In other words, it's only if the water falls in like not with intentions of making the mikveh bigger, then we say needed stirruf of kalim up until three kalim. Four is not mitzdorf. But if your intentions is of pouring this water in to make the mikveh bigger, then it's mitzdorf no matter how many kalim you use and how long it takes. And now we're up to Perek Dalet. Hameniach kalim tachat atzinur. If somebody puts his kalim, his jugs, his barrels underneath the gutter, you have a tzinur that on top of your roof, let's say the water runs down the gutter. So we're talking about now that the gutter itself is not mekabel tumah because it was in other words, this gutter was first attached to the house and then they made a chakika, then they made a hole in it, like we'll see later on. So the tzinur itself, like it's not mekabel tumah, does not make the water mayim shuvim, but now you put a barrel on the bottom here that the water is going into the barrel, so according to the water now becomes mayim shuvim. So echad kelim gedolim, whether it's a big barrel, v'echad kelim gatanim, whether it's a small barrel, afilu kelei galolim, even if it's kelim made out of the junk from an animal. In other words, that the kli by itself is not makabel tumah, or else kelei avonim, or kli, a jug that's made out of stone, or else kelei adoma, a jug that's made out of clay. Even though these kelim are not makabel tumah, still poislem es mikvah. The water that goes inside these kelim have aloch of mayim shuvim, and therefore if three lugim of it fall into the mikvah before you have aboyim sur, the mikvah is possible. Now echad hameniach, somebody that puts the barrel under the gutter to let the water come in there, v'echad hashachach, or whether you just forgot it there, you didn't have intentions, you just forgot it there. Kedivri beis shamay, that's aloch of beis shamay. That in both cases the water that's found inside this kelim become mayim shuvim. However, Beisilu mitarim b'shachich. Beisilu says no, if you only forgot the barrel there. So therefore, it's called like mayim went into the kli without the das of the owner. Therefore, it's not considered mayim shuvim. And the Gemara talks about, we're talking about now in a case where you put it there before this, when the skies were cloudy. So really, you thought the rain's going to come and you wanted the water to come in there. Just later, the clouds went away and you forgot it there. Seir Beishamay says that still it makes it mayim shuvim, and Beisilu says no, since Lamaisa you just forgot it there now, you didn't have das for the water to come into these barrels, the water in there is not called mayim shuvim. And on this the Mishnah says, Omer Rabbi Meir says that Nimnu, they counted, Verabu Beishamay Beisilu. It came out that there were more studim, more people that passed like Beishamay over Beisilu. So Mashu, we passed like Beishamay over here. But Umoidim, they both agree, B'shecheach B'chotzer, if you just forgot the barrel in the middle of your chotzer, shoot tor, that's tor. Because here we don't see at all that you put the barrel there for the purpose of collecting water. Like before we said, we're talking about that first it was cloudy. So you thought the rain's going to come down, so you put the barrels there. Even with the lady, you forgot it there, their Beis Shammai holds, it makes it Mayim Shuvim. But if you just put your barrel in the middle of a chotzer, for no reason like, so then if it does rain and the water comes in, there you have no das at all, even Beis Shammai agrees that the water is not called Mayim Shuvim. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Gracie says no, Adayin Machloikis Emedis, the Machloikis is still here. And some learn in Mitzvah Rabbi Yosi, obvious under Rabbi Meir, that Rabbi Meir before says, Nimnu V'Rabbo Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Shammai, and Rabbi Yosi says no, we didn't pass like Beis Shammai, still the same Machloikis, and therefore rather we should pass him like Beis Hillel. That says that even when the case where you shacheach the barrel under the gutter, still, since you didn't have das, you forgot it, it's tor, it's not called Mayim Shuvim. Mishneh Beis, HaManiach Tavlo Tachat Atzina. Again, you have this gutter where the water is coming down, and you leave there, a tavla is a flat piece of wood. So it depends. In Yesh Lo Levazveis, if there's a rim around the board, so then it's called the base kibble inside, therefore it's called the kli, Peselis Atzanikva. Then we say the water in here is considered Mayim Shuvim, and when the water then goes into the mikvah that has left an aboyim sore, it makes the mikvah puzzle. But v'yimlav, let's say there's no rim around this board, it's just a flat board, then eino preselis as a mikvah. Then the water that goes on top of the board, like, does not become mayim shuvim, because there's no base kibble, there's no place for the water to gather to stay in this board. It's not called a kli. What about sekof v'lidoyach? If you stand the board upwards in order to wash it off with the water running down, and then Benkach or Benkach, whether there is a rim there, whether there's not a rim around this board, ain't a pasilas as a mikvah. It's not considered like a base kli, it's like a base kibble, because the way you're using it right now, when you're standing it up, even though it has a rim, the water does not stay inside it. So therefore, it's not called like a base kibble right now. Therefore, the water flowing through it does not become mayim shuvim. It would not pasilas. It would not pasil the mikvah. Mishneh Gimel, ha chaytek bat siner lekabel tzoreres. Again, you have this gutter here, and before you attached it to the house, you made a base kibble there, like you made a hole on the bottom of it, and it's a place there that it could that the stones that come along with the water, like, will be deposited there, will stay there. So you made like a little hole there that the pebbles will fall into. So now bishalates, if this sinner, if the gutter is made from wood, kolshu, no matter how small the hole is, it makes it mayim shuvim. It's considered a kli right now, since you did this before you attached it to the house. If even the lady you attach it to the house, it's still called a kli, it makes the water mayim shuvim. Ubishacheris, let's say this gutter was made from the earthly kli, from clay, then revius, then the hole has to be the size of revius in order to give it a shame, base kibble, in order to give it a shame kli, to make the water mayim shuvim. Rabbi Yasi says, after Shacharis, now even though this sinner is made from an earthly kli, still kosher, no matter how small of a hole you make there, in order to be mekabel the pebbles that fall through, it gives it a shame kli, it makes the water mayim shuvim. Le'omer revius, when was it said that you have to have a bigger shear the size of revius? Ela b'shivrei kli cheris. That's some of an earthly kli that broke, and you have a piece left over that's mekabel revius, then it's still considered a kli. There we need a revius. And there it's a loch if it's makabel tumor or not. There you have to have a revius to give the kli a shem kli. But over here, it has a shem kli with a small hole that would only hold a kol shu. Let's say there's a few pebbles that got stuck in this hole. And they're not stuck there, but they're moving around there. So then poisla mesa mikvah, even though they clog up the whole hole, but since the pebbles are moving around there, it's still called the hole, it's still called the base kibble, it makes the water mayim shuvim. What about yorad l'soichay offer v'nichpash? Let's say some dirt gets stuck in the hole also, that now makes the pebbles stay there, like stuck in there, they're not moving around. So then kosher, that like takes away the hole, as if there's no hole there anymore, and therefore it's not called the base kibble, so the water becomes kosher. Now the new water that flows through is not mayim shuvim, it's kosher l'mikvah. Silon, if you have a pipe like, shoot sar mikan, it's thin on one end, or mikan on the other end. The rach of menemsa, in the middle of the pipe, is a little bit wider. So the water flows through this pipe, there is like a little base kibble there that the stones could get stuck there. Still, the lach is in the poisel. It's not, doesn't pasul the mikvah, it's not called really a base kibble, but v'neishlenas la kabbalah. It wasn't really made to accept anything, since it just flows straight through.
Like the whole purpose that there's little indentions in this pipe is only that the water should flow through it faster, but not for the purpose of letting anything stay there. Therefore, it's not called the base kibbul. It does not make the water mayim shuvim. Here, Mishnah Dalet, mayim shuvim. If you have water that was fetched in a kli, ulmei gishamim and regular rainwater that's kosher lemikvah. Now, shenis orvu b'chotzer. Both of these waters got mixed up together in the chotzer. Really, slav davka got mixed up. We'll soon see. But it was both in the chotzer before it went into the mikvah. Or else of uka, that's like a hole in the ground. Or else the amilas hamorah, on the steps of the morah where the mikvah is, on top of the mikvah on the side, like there was gathered together mayim shuvim and megishamim. And now both water like flowed into the mikvah, but it's called hamshoch. It was flowing on the ground first, like at least three tvachim before it came into the mikvah. So then the loch is im roiv min akosher. If you have, let's say, 20 saw of mayim gishamim and a drop more, means rov of the aboyim saw comes from rainwater, then kosher. Even though you have 19 saw of mayim shuvim coming into the mikveh, even though you don't have aboyim saw yet, but since the mayim shuvim is coming in with hamshacha, hamshacha means it's flowing, it's rolling on the ground before it comes into the mikveh. So that's a taira for mayim shuvim. Now it's mayim shuvim, the psul is, it's water that was fetched by a person or in a kli. Not cold like water by itself in the mikvah. But now if you pour it onto the ground and it rolls on the ground three tefachim and then goes into the mikvah, that's called hamshacha, that's matayr the mayim shuvim, as long as you have rov megishamim. But let's say v'im rov min apsul, let's say now you have 21 saw of this mayim shuvim, then even though it's flowing into the mikvah on the ground, still it's posel. What about nechtza? Nechtza, you have 20 saw of mayim shuvim and 20 saw of rainwater, it's also posel. The Amosai, when do we say when you have roiv, ksherim, you have 21 saw of the gshamim, of the rainwater, then even though you have 19 saws of mayim shuvim that is kosher, when is this said, this man shem is ovim actually yigil mikvah? When they got mixed up, like we said before, it's lav dafka got mixed up, but if the water flowed from outside the mikvah, like with hamshach into the mikvah, it went and flowed along the ground at least three tefachim before it came into the mikvah. But hoyu mekalchim b'teich hamayim, let's say this mayim shuvim was dripping downwards directly into the mikvah, then im yadua shenofel teich hayaboyim saw mayim ksherim. If you know for sure that first the mikvah had aboyim saw ksherim of rainwater, actually yor l'teich shloish lugim mayim shuvim kosher. If you know for sure that before gimel lugim mayim shuvim fell in, there was aboyim saw, that the cloud of the mikvah is always kosher. But v'im lav, if gimel lugim went into this mikvah before it had aboyim saw, then posel, then it has the psul of mayim shuvim. In other words, this halach is only if it had hamshacha. If it flow on the ground three tefachim, then it becomes tor. But if it didn't flow on the ground, it just went straight into the mikvah, then that's the regular loch of mayim shuvim, posel the mikvah with gimel lugim.
Mishneh hei,
hashoikes shebasela. You have a stone in the ground, and there's a hole carved out in the stone itself, and the stone is still mechurba, still attached to the ground. So the locher is ein memale mimenu. You're not allowed to fill up water from a mayin, from a well, in order to make a kiddush of the efer of the pora there. Like the locher is, you have to fetch water from the mayin, and then the water has to be in a kli, and in there you can put the ashes of the efer of the pora. But here it's not considered a kli. This stone still is still attached to the ground. The same thing v'ein mekatshim boi. You can't put the afer inside it. Words, not only can't you fetch the water with this, but you also, after you fetch the water with the kli from a well, you can't pour it into this shaykes to make the kiddush over there. For the same reason, it's not called a kli. And also, v'yein mazim imenu. Like after you make the afer, the afer of the paraduma, and you pour it into the water, now you're ready to be mazah, you have to be mazah, spritz it from a kli. So again, you can't put it in the shaykes and spritz it from here. It's not called a kli. And also v'yein etzricha tzomet posel. Let's say this shakaz, this hole in the stone, is inside a house where there's a mace there. Then anything inside this stone, as long as you have a cover on top of it, even though it's not sealed down tight, it's tahor. As a locha, but tzomet posel is only on top of a kli. But here it's not called a kli, so it'll be tahor as long as it's covered up. And also v'yein epasel es hamikvah. The water that's in this shakaz, in the hole in the stone, since the stone is not called a kli, it does not become mayim shuvim. Now if the water goes into the mikvah is kosher. What about hoisa kli? Let's say first you had a stone that you pulled out of the ground So it has a shen kli on it, and there's a hole in this stone. So therefore, this stone is usable to be a kli to receive water. Now the chibra besid. Now you attach this stone back onto the ground with lime. So lochri is mimalin boy. It's not mevatel the shen kli. It's still called the kli. So therefore, you're allowed to use it now to fetch the water from the mayan to be used to make the paradum, to make the efa, to mix the efa the paraduma. Umekachim boy. If you want, even if you collected the water someplace else, you can now put the water in this hole in the stone and put the efa para there. In other words, it's still called the kli. Umazim imeno. Even if you made this from a different kli, now you could pour it into this stone and spritz it from the stone. It's called a kli. If this kli, now this stone, is inside a room where there's a mace there, the only way things inside will be tore if it's a tight sealed or covering. You should know lemais, it's called a kli. When you have water in this stone, now if that water falls into the mikveh, if it's gimalugim, this water would make the mikveh puzzle. What about mikveh milmata? Again, you have this stone that you detach from the ground, so it has a shen kli on it. Even though you attach it again back to the ground, it's still called a kli. Now if there's a hole on the bottom of this stone that the water flows out, oy min atzad, or else the hole is on the side, v'yein yichud lekabel mayim kol shem, and no water stays inside it because the water runs out, so then ksheira, then it's not called mayim shuvim when this water would fall into the mikveh, it's still be kosher. Now, but for kama yehei banekev, how big does this hole have to be to take away the shem kli from it? That's not called mayim shuvim. So lochriz kishpoferes hanoid. That's like the size of a tube that you put on top of a bottle. The kid says the width of two fingers. If you put your two fingers in, you can turn your two fingers around. That's big enough to make it to a shferas hanoid that mevatel takes away the shem kli. Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that the Maisa b'shoikes yehu. There's a story with this type of a stone that had a hole inside it. Carved out a hole inside it. Carved out a place where it could receive water. That was in Yehu. That was in Yerushalayim. Shehoyis of Yerushalayim. Vaisenekuva kishferas hanoid. That Lamaisa, the hole of it, was the size of two fingers going around it. They're like a pipe. Now, Vahoyu kol ha-tairish of Yerushalayim nasa sagaba. All the tairish of Yerushalayim was made with this water. Like we said before, that's mevatel the shem kli from it. It's not called mayim shuvim, and therefore it's called the good. It's called the water is still Torah. Some of Farshim, what we're talking about now, if this water is attached to the mikveh, with the kishveras hanoid, that's halacha. Anything that's attached to the mikveh, that has an attachment, a hole there, the pipe attaching it to the side of the kishveras hanoid, it becomes a chilek of the mikveh. Therefore, now the water inside this stone could be used to be tevel there. We're also talking about mayim shuvim, but in both cases, it's still kosher. For sholchu beishamai, but Meshamai heard about this, he said, no, it's not wide enough. He made it even wider. The hole was not wide enough. It was only kishveras hanoid. She beishamai yemer, because beishamai shiter is achi yipoches ruba. The hole has to be the majority of the kli. It has to be big enough that the majority of the kli has a hole in it. That's mevatel the shem kli. That makes the chibur to a mikveh. But if the hole is less than roiv of the kli, according to beishamai, it's still called the kli for mayim shuvim, and it won't be enough to be mechabrit to the mikveh. However, we always paskan like Basil here, that as long as the hole is kishveras hanoid, that's mevatel the shem kli, and this is also a shiur to be mechabra to mikveh, to make it become part of the mikveh.
You're up to Perakei. Mayon, you have a well, shehaviru agabi hashoikis, that the water now went through the shoikis, as we had before, that's the stone that's hollowed out, that has a base kibble in the stone, and we're talking about that he took this stone out, so it's called a kli, and now you put it back down in the ground. So the water going into this hollow stone becomes mayim shuvim. Therefore, posel, this water now, even though it's coming from the mayim, from the well water, and the water is a straight flow, it's still attached really to the well water, but since now it's going into this shoykes, into this hollowed out stone, it's called a kli, it's called mayim shuvim. What about heviru agabe sofa kol shehu? That when the water flows into this hollow part of the stone, not all the well water goes into the stone, but some part of the well water just goes on the sofa, goes on the rim, like on the side of the stone. In other words, that water does not go into the stone, so that water still remains Torah, it's still called the Mayan water. Therefore, kolshu, even if only a drop, a little bit of the water, goes on the side, on the rim of the shakas, does not go into the shakas,
So then that little bit of water that doesn't go in remains kosher. Therefore, kosher chutzalo, the water now that flows out of the shakas, when it flows further, since there's a drop of mayan water there, the mayan water is mitayer, the mayan shuvim, like the Mishnah says, shehamayan mitayer b'cholshu, because the mayan, well water, is mitayer even a kosher, even without aboyim so. So therefore, since there's still some drop of kosher mayan going through, and later it mixes into this other water, so it takes off the psul of mayan shuvim, therefore all the water is kosher. What about haviru agabe brecha v'hivsiku? So that you let this well water, the mehamayin, run into a brecha, into a puddle, into a like a hole in the ground. And v'hivsiku, the water stopped now from the flow of the mayin, of the well water. Now you just have the water still in this pit. So locher is harei kemikva. Now the water here has a locher like a mikvah. And we know mikvah water is only mitayir if you have haboyim so. And also only when it's still mechanosim and not when it's traveling. Whereas mehamayim, the water from a well, it's mitayr even when it's traveling, even when it's zeichlin, and also even though you have less than aboyim so. So that's only when it's attached to the well. So here that the well water stopped flowing, it's only the water now that emptied out into the brecha has loch like a mikvah. What about chosev himshichu? Let's say now again you let the flow of the well flow through, and through now new water is flowing into this brecha, into this puddle now, into this hole of water. So the locher is posul azovim, a zav cannot go to be tovel here, because the zav has to only be tovel in the mayim chayim in the mayim. For la mitzaroim and mitzar also, or the kaddish mehem mechatis, you cannot use this water to be mekaddish and mechatis. Ad sheyeda, until you know for sure, sheyotzu harishonim, that the first water that was in this brecha went out. In other words, you have a flow again from the mei mayim, and it's not stopping. So when the water goes through now, that may mayim water is kosher for these things. But there's still some water on the bottom of the hole that was there from before. So when you could be mishayi that all the old water left this hole, and the water in it now is only from the new flowing water from the mayim, and the mayim is still flowing, then it would have a locha like a mayim, it could be matayir even for these things. Mishnah Beis, haviru agabe kelim. Let's say let the water of a mayim of a well go through on top of kelim, on top of utensils, and on top of the sides of the kelim. It's not inside the kli, but just went through over the rim of the kelim, so never really became mayim shuvim. Oyagavi safs l'rasa goes on top of a chair. Now a chair has no base kibble to it, so it doesn't make the water mayim shuvim. So Rabbi Yehuda says, hareyu k'moshoy. That's the same halacha like it was before. The kitzur, it's still called a mayim, and therefore still kosher if anything a mayim is kosher for. Rabbi Yosef says, no, hareyu k'mikvah. It only has like a mikvah. Since it went on top of the kelim, it lost its halacha of a mayin, and therefore it's only mitayr like mei mikvah, where it's aboyim so, and where it's ashbarim, where it's staying still. Ubevazo shalayat v'lagavi hasafsel. But when the water is on top of the kli, then you should not be toivel. And who had been on top of the chair? Who had been on top of the kelim? Here it's a gzeira, because we're afraid shem yatfa b'toich kelim, b'toich kelim. If you come to be tevil when the water is on top of the kli, on top of the rim, we're afraid maybe who didn't people think you could be tevil inside a kli also. So if even though the water is still kosher, but it's only to be kosher to be used when it flows away, but not when it's still on top of the kli. Mishnah Gimel. Mayon shehu moshach kanodol. You have a mayon well that the water flows over now and spreads out into very small streams. Kanodol, that's like a sheriff kanodol that has a lot of feet to it. So it looks like a sheriff that has a lot of feet. In other words, spreads out in a lot of different small streams. Now, ribo olav himshichu, even though the mayim itself is flowing, let's say you add a lot of mayim shuvim to this water, and because of that, the water even flows further. So the locher is hareyu k'moshoy. It still has a locher like a mayim, since the mayim itself is also flowing water. Even though by you adding into it mayim shuvim, it even flows a little bit further, it's like bottle to the mayim. It still has a locha like a mayim, that it's a mitayr even though it's moving, and also with a kolshu. What about hoyu oimit? Let's say this mayim, like stopped, it spread out into all different small streams, but then the streams just stopped. And now, v'ribu olav, now you add on a lot of more mayim shuvim to it. V'him shichu, and you make it flow now. So the locha is, shovala mikvah l'tayiv ashbarim. Since this water, the flow of the mayan stopped, and now because of this mayan shuvim, you're making it move, it's not mitayah when it's moving. It's only mitayah like a mikvah when the water stands still. That's called shovel and mikvah atayah bashbarin. It's only mitayah when it stands still. But ulamayin, it still has a loch like a mayim water here, like a well water. Lahatful boy bekolshu. Even though you do not have aboyim so here, you only have less than aboyim so. It's also mitayir. This is really like we had in the first parak in Mishnah Zayin that it said over there that the mayim shemayim of muatim. If you have a mayim has a little bit of water, for rabu all of mayim shuvim. He had a lot of mayim shuvim into it. But it said over there that it was shovel a mikvah a tayir vashburn. It has a loch like a mikvah now. It's only mitayir when the water stays still. Or lamayin lahatful by the kolshu. It has a loch like a mayim though. Still, that I could be metayim with a kolshu. So that's our loch over here also. Then Mishnah Dalet says, Kol hayamim, all the oceans, kemikvah. Has a loch like a mikvah, Tanakhama holds. Not like a mayim, it's not metayim flowing, only like a mikvah. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Ule mikvah, hamayim kor yamim. To a mikvah of water, it's called yamim. So you see, all the oceans have a loch like a mikvah. It's only metayim when the water is staying still, and not when the water is flowing, and you have to have a boyim so. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Meir Shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Hayom HaGodol K'mikvah. He holds no, only the Yam HaGodol, the Mediterranean Sea, that's called like a mikvah. Because Loinem Yamim, Elo Sheyesh Boi Mine Yamim Harbei. It's only called the Yamim, something has from a lot of different places. Some say this is the Yam Ukainis. In other words, he holds only the Yam Ukainis, Yam HaGodol, that's called like a mikvah. When the Pasuk says, Olu Mikvah Hamayim Mashma, there are a lot of different type of waters there. Then it's called like a mikvah. But just a regular flowing with a regular ocean, then we consider it like a mayan, that it would be mitayr even when it's flowing. However, Rabbi Yasi says, Kol hayamim, all the oceans, mitayrim bezeichlim. So you all have this type of halacha, like a mayan, like a well water, that it's mitayr even though the water is flowing. That's called Kol hayamim, mitayrim bezeichlim. But if sulun lazovim, ulu mitzaroyim, ulu kadesh mem mechatis, he just holds it's not called mayan chayim. Mayim Chaim is only well water, but Shmashenkin ocean water is possible for a Zav or for a Mitzayro, or else to use that water to Mekadosh to Mechatis to make from the Efer of the Paraduma. Because in these cases, here we have to have Mayim Chaim, and Mayim Chaim is only called from well water, that's Noiva, not from the oceans, that's not called Mayim Chaim.
Yeah, now we're up to Mishnah Hei. Hazoy Chalin Kemayin. Any water that's running, in other words, the river water, when it's running, it has locha, could be metayer, like a mine, like a well, even though the water is running. Fiha noitfen, however, that noitfen means rainwater, when it comes down, kamikva, it has a locha like a mikvah. That it's only metayer if it's stable, staying still, not if it's running, not if it's moving. Now, heyid Rebbe Tzadik al hazoichlin, Rebbe Tzadik said edus, on a case of zoichlin, that's running water, in other words, let's say you have a river, shirabu al hanoitfen, even though there's a lot of rainwater that came into the river, but as long as there's more zoichlin, then noitfin, shem ksherim, still is kosher, even though the river is still flowing. Because even though a lot of rainwater came in, as long as there's still more river water than rainwater, it's kvimetayer, even though the water is traveling. Then the Mishnah says, v'noitfin, that means let's say you have rainwater that went into a mikvah that was standing still, shasoin zoichlin. Now something happened, the water started to flow out. Let's say there's a crack in the mikvah, and the water is moving, started to flow out. So right now the mikvah is possible because the water is moving. So the Lachar Tanakhama holds that Saimech, you could stop the flow of water, afilu makil, even with a stick, afilu kon, even with a reed, and afilu zov izova, even a zov and a zova could stay there to stop the water from flowing out. And therefore, Yerud V'Tovel, whoever wants to go into the mikvah. Diva Rabbi Yehuda, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, whoever wants to stop the flow, it'll be okay. However, Rabbi Yossi says no, that kol dover shu makabel tuma, anything that's makabel tuma like a kli, or else pshita, zav and azava, ein maschilin boy, you cannot use them to stop the flow of the mikvah. It has to be stopped by something that's not a makabel tuma. But a kli, or a person that's tamei, they cannot be there to stop the flow of the water. We still consider this mikvah as if it's flowing, therefore it's possible to be tovel there. The Mishnah Vov, Gal Shenitlash, a gal is like a wave from the ocean that jumped up and came out of the ocean. Ovoy aboyim so, and there's aboyim so on this big wave. So locher is v'nofel al odom. This wave now of water that has aboyim so falls on top of an odom. V'yala kelim, or also falls on top of kelim that was tamei, or the person was tamei. Torim, to become tohor. And some say that those according to Rabbi Yosef we have before that holds that the ocean has a locha like a mine, it's mitair even when the water is zeichel and running. So here also, since this wave of water came out from the ocean, it could be mitair even when it's traveling. So therefore, when it comes down agabi odom or agabi kelim, it's mitair them. But still, here we have to have aboyim sor, even though in a mayan you don't need aboyim sor. Here you need aboyim sor because since it was detached from the ocean, it like was nitlash, mimokim chiburai, therefore here you still have to have aboyim so. Now the Mishnah says that kolmokim sheesh by aboyim so, toivlu no madvilin. Any place we have aboyim so of water, it's not mayim shuvim, you could be toivlu there, or madvilin, you could put kalim in there also. Alright, turn over. Now the Mishnah says again, if you have aboyim so, so you could be toivul there. And the Mishnah adds on, Pecharitzin uveniitzin uvafarsas achamor. Hamoreb is babika. In other words, any type of a hole that you have these 40 soin is kosher lemikvah. Charitzin, that's where the Megah Shom comes down, and it gets in a chafira, that's square, whereas niitzin, that's a little bit wider above, and it's narrower in the bottom. Uvafarsas achamor, also a guma, a hole, that was made in the bika, by the parsas chamor, by the donkey's feet. So the kids, if you have a hole that you have a boim sor of water there, it's kosher to be toivel there. Now, Beishami says matvilin bechardlis. You could be toivel in a chardlis. And beisiloimrim ain matvilin. No, you cannot be toivel in a chardlis. Now a chardlis, that's a flow of rainwater when it's coming down from the mountain. So even though the rainwater is traveling, still Beishami says you could be toivel. If there's a boim saw there in this stream of water flowing down. Bezillah says no, ain matvilim boy, in this flow of rainwater that's coming down from the mountain, because it's not standing still, it's moving, therefore it's possible mikvah. However, Moedim, Bezillah agrees though, shugoy de kalim, you ought to like surround this water with kalim to make it stationary, to make it stay still. Therefore, betoivel bim, then you ought to be toivel there. But for kalim shagoda behem lehutflu, the kelim that you're using around on the side to make a mechitza, to make the wall for the mikvah, those do not become tor, because only the inside of the kelim like is touching the mikvah water. The outside of the water, since that water is still flowing, that water is not kosher le mikvah, therefore the kelim are still tummy. However, inside the kelim, that's surrounded by the inside this wall that's made by kelim, since inside the wall the water is standing still, and it's megishomim, then it would be kosher le mikvah. Yeah, Perek Vov, Kol Hamurov La Mikvah. Any type of a gathering of water that's attached to the mikvah. So Kemikvah has the same halacha like a mikvah. Even though this attachment doesn't have a boim so, but as long as like the waters are attaching to the mikvah, so therefore you could be traveling this water also. What about Choyre Hamorov? Let's say there's a hole on the, let's say, the wall of the mora of the cave where the mikvah is in. There's a crack on the side of the wall where the mikvah is, and there's water there. Also, matvilum behem kemosh heim, you'll have to be toivel there as much as there. Like even though there's not a boim so, but again, since this water is attached to the mikvah, it's considered like the mikvah could be toivel there. Now, what about ukas hamorah? That's like a hole on the side of the mikvah. Outside the mikvah, there's a hole there. That's called ukas hamorah. Sein mat vilum bo, you can't be tovel in the water over there, like we're talking about, it's less than aboim so, elim kem hoysa nekuva, unless there's a hole, like an attachment, like a pipe attaching these two bodies of water, the mikvah and the water on the side, kishfuferus hanoid, like the pipe that's wide enough that two fingers could go around inside it. If you have that size hole attaching the two waters, that's called the good hashoka, that makes it attached to the mikvah, then you can be tovel in that water also. Even though there's like a mechitza wall in between, but since there's a hole attaching the two of them, the size that two fingers could turn around in it, that's a connection of these two bodies of water. Omer Rav Yehuda Yehudi says, Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shehi mamedes atzmo, when it could stand up by itself. Avol im eino mamedes atzmo, if it can't stand up by itself, then matvilim bo kmo shehi. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, like, when do we say this ukat hamorah needs a shear? There has to be a connection of a shaferos hanoid, only if the wall between the mikveh and this other body of water is a strong wall. That's called a medes meyatzma. The wall could stand up by itself. But if the wall is very weak, about to fall in, it can't really stand up by itself, then that's not called a wall. And therefore, by itself, like the two waters are considered attached, even though there's not the size of Kesheras Hanoid, a pipeline opening there, that wide. Mishnah Beis, Deli, if you have this, like a pitcher, Shehumole Kalim, that's inside it, is full of other Kalim, other small utensils. Vet Vilon, and you put them all now into the mikvah. So the lochri is Harei Elu Torim. All of them become Tor, even the vessels inside this Deli. Now the Chiddush is over here, even though this, we're talking about with this Deli, the first pitcher was also Tomei. Now it was Tomei, so you have to have a tefillah done to it. So therefore all the kelim inside it, when the water goes into this Kli, it's all considered attached to the mikvah. And the Chiddush is, even though on the opening of this pitcher, it's very, very narrow, it's not even the size of two fingers could go around there, it's not even the size of a Kishveferes Hanoid, still, when the water goes inside it, it's still called attached to the mikveh, and the water is metaya, the kelim inside it, since the outer kli also needs a tefillah of a mikveh. However, v'yim loy toval, but let's say the outer kli was tohor, that does not have to go into the mikveh, then, ein hamayim urovim, then when the water goes inside the kli, it's not really considered attached to the mikveh, to say like the mikveh now is inside this kli, so you can be metaya of the kelim inside it, unless there's an opening by the opening of this pitcher, that the opening is at least the size of a Kishveres Hanoid. Then we say that's the size to attach two bodies of water. Therefore, it's considered the water inside like it's still attached to the mikveh. Therefore, it's metaya the kelim inside. Mishnah Gimel. Shloisha mikvois. If you have three mikvois, one next to another. Vizeh esrim saw. The first one has 20 saw only. Uvizeh esrim saw. Over ze esrim so mayim shuvim, and like the third bor, the third mikveh that has 20 so of mayim shuvim. So you have 1, 2, 3, and the third one that has this 20 so of mayim shuvim. Now, and it says like for hashoyuv min hatzad, the one that has the 20 so of mayim shuvim, that's on the side. Now v'yordu shloisha v'tovlu b'hen, three people went down to these three different pools of water. And since they went into the mikveh, like they raised the level of the water, and now all three waters are touching one to another, amuruf. So the lachar is hamikvoyis tohrim, all three mikvahs now are tohr, v'hatovlim tohrim, and the tovlim, the people that went in there, was also tohr. In other words, since like these two mikvahs are touching one another, it becomes attached to the mikveh. So first we consider like you have 40 saw of mayim tohrim. And then it's attached to the one that has 20 saw of mayim shuvim, that's like now considered attached to the mikveh, and therefore that also becomes tohor. So the chiddush here is we look as if first the outer two mikvahs became attached one to another, so then you have 40 saw of mayim tohrim, you have a good mikveh, and then we look as if the third mikveh that has the mayim shuvim is attached now to our boim saw, therefore all three of them is kosher. What about Hashohov b'yemtza, let's say the middle bor, the middle mikveh, that's the one that has 20 saw of mayim shuvim. Then v'yordu shloisha, three people go down, each one to this different boris. In other words, there are like three holes, one next to another. And again, each one of them only has 20 saw of mayim. So here the outer two have mayim kshirim, and the middle one has mayim shuvim. V'tovlu b'hem, now these three people went down into these three different holes and went to be tovlu in them. V'nisorvu, and they raised the level of the water. So the water came up above the hole, and now all three of them are touching one another. So lochriz ha-mikvoyiz k'may shehoyu. The mikveh remains the way it was before, it's still possible. We don't consider it a good mikveh. And v'yatovlu k'may shehoyu. The people that went into the mikveh, since they were tummy before, they remain tummy. In other words, we do not consider this like a good tefillah. Since the mikveh that has shohov was in the middle, so we say like, there's no aboim so, the outer one is being connected to the middle one, that's not a good mikveh, because it has mayim shuvim here, and the other outer one is being connected to the middle one again, so both of them cannot be tor, because there's no connection of aboim so of mayim torim. It's only with 20 so of mayim shuvim,
Therefore, the three mikvoros remain posel, and the people also remain tummy. Yeah, Mishnah Dalet. Hasfoig, if you have a sponge, you have this pitcher, that the opening is very, very narrow, it's less than kushferos hanoid. You had inside this three lugum of mayim shuvim. Vinoflu la mikvah, and it fell into a mikvah, that the mikvah does not have yet aboyim so. So really, in such a case of gimel lugum mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah is posel. But here the chiddush is lo paslu, the mikvah does not become posel. Why? Shloyomru ela shloisha lugum shenoflu. It was only said if three lugum of mayim shuvim fall into the mikvah. But it has to be that the water is detached from where it was before, and now it fell into the mikvah. Here that the whole sponge fell into the mikvah, the water is not outside the sponge, so we do not consider as if this water fell into the mikvah, even though it's attached to the mikvah. And the same thing with this dali. Since the opening is less than the shveros hanoid, we do not consider as if the water fell into the mikvah, but rather the water is only inside the kli, therefore it does not pass all the mikvah. Yeah, Mishnah Hey, Hashido v'hateva shebiyam. You have, let's say, like a chest or a big box that's inside the ocean. Now, ein matvilum behem. You're not allowed to be tovel inside this box that's inside the ocean or inside the chest. Elim kein hoyu nekuvim kishvaferas hanoid. Unless there was a hole on the side of the chest, the size of the hole was at least kishvaferas hanoid, that two fingers will be able to turn around in there. Then, if you have such a hole, then we consider like the water inside the box, and the yam is connected one to the other, therefore it's kosher to be tovel inside the box, because the water inside is like bottle, becomes a chelik of the yam, then you could be tovel. But if not, you cannot be tovel, you can't go inside the box, to be tovel in the water inside the box. We have Yehuda says it depends. The kli godel, if this box or chest is a very big one, then you need arbor tvochim. Then the hole has to be at least arbor tvochim. That's how big the hole has to be to connect the two waters. Uve cotton, let's say you have a small kli, that roiv of the kli is not even four tvochim, then ruboy, all you have to have, the hole has to be roiv, the majority of the height of the kli, that's how much of a hole you have to have. What about imhoya sak oy kupo? Let's say you have a sack or you have a basket, and that's inside the yam, inside the ocean. So madbilum behem kemoshehem, you're allowed to be tovel inside the way they are, even though they're shleimim, they're complete, even though they have no hole in them. Mifnei shehamayim arovim, because the water get mixed up. But the pshat is this type of a sack or this type of a basket has a lot of holes in them. Even though each hole by itself maybe is not the size of a shveros hanoid, but since bechlal the whole basket is holy, therefore it's considered an attachment. It's considered mu'rav with the yam, and therefore the water inside is also kosher letfila. What about hoyu nisunim tachas hatzinor? Let's say you take this sack or this basket and you put it underneath a gutter. Where the water is dripping down, so the kitz of the water comes into this kalim, einam poislam as a mikvah. Then if this water like flows into the mikvah does not become posel. In other words, it's not called mayim shuvim. Since the water cannot stay in these kalim, the water just runs right out. Like we say now, this basket here has a lot of holes in it, so therefore it's not called mayim shuvim, the mikvah will not become posel because of it. Elamat vilu noison, you'll have to be toivu them, umala noison kedarkon. In other words, let's say in the case that this sack or this kupa was tamei, so you're allowed to put it into the mikvah. That's elamad vilu noisan. You're allowed to be tovel them, put them into the mikvah. And here it says umalin oisan kedarkon. When you lift them up, take them out of the mikvah, you're allowed to pick them up in a normal manner. In other words, we'll see later on if the kli would have been shalem, a complete jar, let's say that doesn't have any holes in it. Then the halacha is, let's say you have a mikvah of aboyim so mitzumsim. So now when you put this jar into the mikvah, so let's say water goes into the jar. Now if you start picking up the jar straight up, so then the water inside the jar becomes like mayim shuvim once you pick it up out of the mikvah. And if the mikvah only had exactly aboyim so, when you pick up this jar, the mikvah becomes posel because it's left an aboyim so. Now when you pour the water back, it's called you're pouring mayim shuvim, therefore the mikvah will remain posel. So in such a case, the Eitzer is to pick up the Kli upside down, that it never gets a shame, Mayim Shuvim. However, the Mishnah is saying over here, since this sack and this kupa has holes in them, so that the water inside it is not considered mayim shuvim, therefore when you are toifel, when the sack itself is tummy, and you have to put it into the mikvah, when you pick it up, you let it pick it up straight, even though there's water inside it, because that water does not have a psul of mayim shuvim. Since it's very holy, the water just drips down, therefore it's not called mayim shuvim. Mishnah Vov, Gistra Sheba Mikvah. A Gistra, that's like a Kli Cheres, a big earthly Kli, that on the side of it, near the rim, there was holes there. It was a little bit broken. So now, Gistra Sheba Mikvah, this Gistra, this big earthly Kli, is like inside the Mikvah, and it's sticking out on top. The top part of the rim of the Kli is on top of the Mikvah, just on the part where there's a hole, where it's cracked there, that part, like, is attached to water inside, it's attached to the Mikvah. Therefore, v'hidvilu b'asa kelim. If you put some kelim, small kelim that was tamei, inside this big earthly kli, tiharumi tumasan. L'maisa, the kelim inside this water becomes tor. Because since this kli, like really the water above the rim, where there's a hole there, is attached to the mikvah water. So therefore, the water inside this kli is considered like mikvah water. Therefore, when you put your kelim tameim inside the kli, the water is metayirit. So that's called tiharumi tumasan. Avol temeyim al gav kli cheres. But you should know when you start lifting up the kelim, since the water, true, where there's a hole on the rim, it's attached to the mikvah. But when you start picking up the kli above that hole, there's still the rest of the rim of the kli around it. So it comes out that these kelim is inside the avir of the kli cheres. It's inside the air of the kli cheres, which if the kli cheres is tameh, it's metameh anything inside its avir. So therefore, the kelim you pick up become tamei because of the kli cheres itself. But what about imhoyu hamayim tzofim agab of kol shein? Let's say the water inside, like was full to the top, all the way on top of the rim, that even came a drop above the rim. So therefore, the mikvah water is all the way up to the top of the kli. So kol zaman the kli is inside the mikvah water, it's tor. When you lift up the kli out of the water, it's above, it's on top of the kli, it's on top of the rim. So therefore, it's never considered inside the avir of the kli cheres to become tamei, therefore they remain tohirim. Now what about the mayon hayotze min hatanur? Let's say there was a well underneath a tanner, underneath an oven. The Gemara's time was used to like build an oven on top of the floor, and on the bottom of the floor there was a mayon. Now, and we're talking about that this tanner was tamei, and again, it's a tanner of the kli cheres. So even the avir inside on the air of the kli is also tamei. So what's going to be now? The yorad v'tovel b'toichoi. A person went down to this mayan to be table himself, and then he comes up. So lochar is who tor? He remains tor, even though he goes through the avir of the kli cheres. But an avir, the air of the kli cheres, is not metame an odom. It's only metame kelim at most, but not an Adav, therefore the Adav remains Tor. But the Adav Timaeus, his hands become Tomei. Because the Lachar is a person's hands, the Chomer will gazer upon them, that they're Makabo Tumma from the Mayim that's Tomei. So when you start picking up your hands, the water becomes Tomei because of the Tanner. Since the water now is inside a Kli Cheres, it's inside the Avra of a Kli Cheres, the water on your body becomes Tomei. But even though the water becomes tummy, it does not mitama the yodim. Only his yodayim, that's the tumim of the rabbanim, that your hands become tummy. So therefore your hands remain tummy. But what's going to be, v'imhoyu agab of rum yodov? Let's say the water goes straight through the tanner, and even a drop above the tanner, that even above the tanner, still there's water on top of the tanner, the height that your hands could fit into it. Then we say, af yodov tahiris. Even your hands are also tor, because when you bring up your hands out of the tanner, there's still water on top of it. It's like your hands is like being tevel in that water, therefore your hands remain a tor. But if there'll only be water inside the kli, even though it'll be filled to the top, still your hands would become tamei. So the difference between the reisha and the seifa is like this. In the reisha, when you have your kli cheres, kelim, that you're putting inside it, so kelim, it does not become tamei. Like kelim do not become tamei from the avir of a kli cheres. An avir of a kli cheres is only like a rishon tumah, and kelim is only mekabel tumah from an avat tumah. Therefore, in the ratio when the kelim were in the kli cheres, if the kelim, so therefore it only depends upon the water. Like if all the water is inside the Kli Cheres, so then when you bring up the Keli, so part of the water is in the Avra of the Kli Cheres above the Mikvah, so therefore that water becomes Tameh and the water is Matama the Kelim. But if the level of the water in the Reisha goes above the Kli, then the water was never detached like to become part of the Avra of the Kli Cheres, the water never became Tameh, therefore the Kli remains Tor. But in the Sefer here we're talking about a Nodim. Anodim, now it's like this, the Yadayim, a person's hands, could become Tomei from the Avra B'Kli Cheres. This Tumim of the Rabbanon applies. So Kol Zaman, the hands are inside the Avra B'Kli Cheres, even though it's inside the water also, so what? Like even though the water is full to the top, but your hands, it becomes Tomei inside the Avra B'Kli Cheres. The only way it can become Tor is if on top of the Kli, on top of the Avra, the Kli Cheres, there's some water there. Like the water, the level rises even above the Kli. Then we say when you take your hands out of the Kli, so then your hands become Tor from the water that's on top of the Kli. But Kol Zaman, there's no water on top of the Kli. Only the water inside the Kli, your hands become Tomei through the Avra of the Kli Cheres. That's the chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer. Yeah, Mishneh Zayin. Erev mikvois, when you want to mix two mikvois together, there are two like bodies of water, let's say where both of them do not have aboim so, just together you have aboim so, so the loch is kishvuferes hanoid. You have to have like a hollow tube connecting the two of them, which is again is kovya ukechalolo kishteyetz boyes choizreis lemkoimam. That the opening has to be at least the shear that two fingers could get in there and turn around. If you have a connecting pipe, or the connection between the two mikvois is that wide, so therefore it's okay. That's called an ear of mikvois. But if the connecting is less than that, it's less than the size of two fingers could go in there, then it's possible. What about sofik kishfuferos hanoid? Sofik sheinu kishfuferos hanoid? Let's say you have a doubt whether this connection is wide enough that two fingers could fit in there or not. The actual lashon of kishaferos hanoid, that's like the hole on top of a water bottle. In other words, the opening on a water bottle has to be this size that two tzporos could get in there. So let's say you have a doubt whether it's wide enough or not. So locher is dam sula. Then if you go into the mikvah, it's posel. Mifnei shi'im min ha-tera, because this halacha that the connection has to be at least as wide as two tzporos, that's midiraisa. So sofik midiraisa, you have to go to chumra. V'chein, the same halacha, kizayis men ames. If you have a doubt whether there's a kizayis of a mace here or not, if there is, you tome midirais, if not. Rosu kizayis men anavela. If you have a suffix, whether there's exactly a kizayis of a nevela, or maybe less. Rosu chadosho min hasheretz. If you have less, if you have a suffix, whether you have less of the size of a lentil of a sheretz, which is these shurim are also shurim midiraisa. So whenever you have a suffix in a diraisa, you have to go to chumra. Therefore, menachum is still tummy. Now the Mishnah says, "Kol sheyamid bishvoferos hanoid." Anything that will stay there, as we have this connecting pipe between the two mikvois, if something gets stuck there, so v'mayito, then it takes away from the shvir of the shear of shteyetz bois. Let's say some pebbles or some dirt gets stuck there, so it takes away from the shear. Now, if two fingers cannot go around in it, it would be possible. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Kol shu mibriya samayim, any creature that's created in the water itself, so lachar is tor, it's like part of the water of the mikvah, and therefore if it gets stuck in this pipe here, it's not mamayit, it does not take away the shear of the kishferes hanoid. Mishneches, mitayrim es ha-mikvois, ho-elyon min ha-tachton, v'horochoik min ha-korv. You could be mitayr, means make one mikvah tor, because it touches another mikvah. Let's say one mikvah is made out of mayim shuvim, the water is posel there. So if you have it connected to a kosher mikvah, the kosher mikvah makes the other mikvah tor also. So here the Mishnah says, "Ho'elyon min ha-tachton." Let's say it's on down a mountain, and there's a mikvah on top, and a mikvah on the way down. Or else we harochik min ha-korv, even on a level ground, but one mikvah is far away from the other mikvah. Still, you could be mitayer one from the other. Ketzad, how do we do this? Maybe silon, bring a long pipe. Shacheres, and there's a kli that's not makabatuma. Shacheres, an earthly kli, oishel aver, that's made out of lead. Or maniach yodoi tachtav, like leave your hands underneath the pipe, that the water does not flow through. Achumismale mayim, like connect it from the top water, let the water run down the pipe. but hold your hands on the bottom side of the pipe. Then let the pipe like be attached to the bottom mikvah. And if the water is flowing through, even if the waters that touch are only kesara, afilu kesara, only a hair, a height of water, just the height of a water, that's what's inside this pipe connecting one mikvah to another mikvah, daya, that's enough. As long as the pipe that's connecting it is mistam has to be kishferos anoid, has to be wide enough that two fingers can go through it. Then even though the amount of water inside that's actually connecting the two mikvahs, it's only the size of a sara, still it's okay. It's metaya one mikvah from the other mikvah. What about hoya be'eliyah and aboyim so? Let's say the top mikvah has aboyim so. Over tachton, but on the bottom mikvah, ain't klum, there's no water in the bottom mikvah right now. So you want to be able to get kosher water into the bottom mikvah. So the yetzer is memale ba'kosei v'noisin le'elyon. You're allowed to fetch water, even though you're fetching it in a kli, so that water becomes mayim shuvim, and throw it into the top mikvah. Now, since the top mikvah has already aboyim so, the top mikvah stays kosher. Now, when the top mikvah overflows into the bottom mikvah also becomes tor. Achiyer do l'tachton aboyim so, until the water from the top mikvah flows down into the bottom mikvah, that's the way to have kosher mikvah in the kosher water in the bottom mikvah. Now, Mishnah Tes. Koisel shebein shtei mikvois shenistak l'shesi. Let's say you have two mikvois, one next to another, and there's a wall in between them. Now, in this wall, there's a little crack. The shesi means according to the length, the height, the length, the height of the wall. So, mitztaref. Then we say it's mitztaref. That even if each mikvah by itself had less than a boyin so, but now we consider it like one big mitzvah, one big mikvah, therefore it's Torah. What about the orif? Let's say the crack was along the width of the mikvah of the wall, then that crack does not make it like a tziruf, as if the two mikvahs are connected. Unless there's a hole there in one place, the size again of shferos hanoid, that two fingers can make it through. Then that's a connecting between two mikvahs. Now Rabbi Yehuda says chiluf hadvorim, just the opposite. That if the crack is lengthwise, then it's not mitzdarf. But if it's the width, then it is mitzdarf. You know, that's the biggest swara to say it's going to remain cracked and it'll be like connected. What about nifritzu zeh b'toich zeh? Let's say on top of the wall, there's a hole there cracked in. Al rum keklipas hashum. That the two waters are touching on top of the wall now, just the size, the height of a klipas hashum, the shell around the garlic. And that's a very small amount of water. Now this height of water is the width of the kishferes hanoid. If this crack on top where the two waters could meet is the width of two fingers, and it's the height of a shell of the shum, of the garlic, that's enough to make it serif. Here, since the waters are touching on top of the wall, here you do not need a kishferes hanoid going around completely. Here it's enough that on top is keklipas hashum. Mishnah Yud, Ha'ovik Sheva Merchatz. Ha'ovik, that's a kli, that's like an outlet, like a pot. Sheva Merchatz, like you have a mikveh now, like a bathtub, inside the merchatz. And on the bottom of this bathtub, you have like a kli, like a pot, that holds the water up and lets the water out. So it's like this, Bizman Shu Ben, if this pot is in the middle of the bath, Poisel. Then the water is possible because the kli is called like a kli that has a shem mayim shuvim, the water in it. And since it's in the middle on the bottom, all the water that comes in there is called mayim shuvim, so it's possible. What about min hatzad? The place where you leave this pot is on the side of this bath, not in the middle of it. Then ain't a posel. Then it does not make the mikvah posel. B'vnei shu k'mikvah samach l'mikvah. Because there's one mikvah next to another mikvah, even though one is posel, the other one makes it kosher. Tivur Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir says. V'chacham moim v'chacham say though, im mikabeles o'am batya, revius, if this bath could accept the revius of mayim ksherim, ad shalo yigi liyovik, before the water goes near this pot, then kosher. Once you have revius of mayim tayrim in the mikvah, that like midiraisa has a shei mikvah on it, because once you have revius of water, you could be tayvah kelim in it midiraisa, so once you have that shear, it remains kosher. If you would not have a revius of water, tahirim, there first, then posel. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Tzadik Omer, it depends. Im mekabel ovik kolshu posel. Even if this pot only receives a little bit of water, it also makes it posel. Because the water in the pot is like mayim shuvim, and it's considered like the mayim shuvim is in the mikveh before you have aboyim. So, therefore the mikveh remains posel. The Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hamataheres Sheba Merchatz. That's like water pipes of a merchatz. So, Hatachtoina Malaya Shuvim. The bottom one is full of Mayim Shuvim. Vel Yoina, the top one, Malayim Kshera, is full of kosher water. So, it depends. And there's a pipe connecting the two of them. Simyesh Kenegra Nekvashlosh Lugim. If Kenegra, this pipe, is three Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, then Posel. Now, Kamiye Benekev, how wide is the neck of Yibashlosh Lugim that there'll be Gimel Lugim of water? Echod Misholosh Meyes Vyesrim Lavrecha. That's 1/300. And the 20th of this water pipe. Divrei Rabbi Yosi, that's the Rabbi Yosi Shita. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says, Afilu atachtoino malayik sherm, even if the bottom one is full of water that's kosher, v'hel yoina malayik shuvim, and the top one is full of mayim shuvim, v'yesh bitzara nekev shleish lugim kosher, and there's kenega the opening of this water pipe, three lugim, then it is kosher. Shloi omru elo shleish lugim shenoflu. We only say the psul of mayim shuvim if it fell into the mikvah. But here it didn't fall into the mikvah, therefore one will be metayer the other mikvah, and both mikvahs will be kosher because of this connecting pipe, which connects the top one, which is kosher, to the bottom one, which is posel. All right, we'll stop here.